أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the virtues and the value of those who are obedient to Allah, who obey the commandments of Allah, and what they will get in the Akhirat. And on the other hand, those who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, what their punishment will be. Yeah, in these ayat now, like in many places of the Quran, and this shows the fairness and justness of Allah Ta'ala, and what a balanced and beautiful deen Islam is, that not only the rights of Allah Ta'ala have been explained, and not only that we prepare for Akhirat, but how our dunya's life must be also. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala stresses the importance of good relationships with our parents, respect and honor of our parents. In other places, about neighbors, family members, our transactions must be correct. So Quran is that balanced kitab that has taught us our deen also, our dunya also, and our akhirat as well. So if we practice upon the Quran Sharif, our whole life will become balanced and correct. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ إِحْسَانًا. اور ہم نے حکم کر دیا انسان کو اپنے باپ سے بھلائی کا. And we had command people that with their parents, they must treat them in a good way. Yeah, Allah has used the word wasayna, wasiyat. Wasiyat and nasihat are very similar, giving advice. Nasihat is what you expect in your lifetime. Wasiyat is a thing which you expect after your lifetime. And people give more importance to wasiyat, that it was the last wish, so to say, of the person. Of course, there is no end to Allah's life. Allah is forever. But Allah uses the wasiyat so that we understand how important this command is of Allah Ta'ala, that treat your parents not in a fair way, not in a way that is wrong, but more than fair, in a good way. That if you think your parents are not good to you, they are ill-treating you, then too be good to your parents. That is called ihsan. That if a person does bad to you, you do good to that person. So in any case, with your parents, treat them in the best of ways. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. پیٹ میں رکھا اس کو اس کے ماں نے تکلیف سے اور جنا اس کو تکلیف سے. And the rights of the father are quite easily understood, that he supports the child, he brings it up, etc. But the mother that goes through all the time when she conceives, her whole anatomy changes, her whole body's condition changes. As long as she's carrying the child for 9 months within her, what difficulty doesn't she go? She has morning sickness, etc. Her whole life changes. So think of those difficult times. And then when she gives birth to the child, وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا, that is a matter of life and death. It is a very, very, very delicate moment, nazuk time, when she's giving birth to the child. So think, my mother, what and what she went through for my sake. How she when she conceived me, how she carried me within her, and after that, how she gave birth to me. And further, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. اور حمل میں رہنا اس کا اور دودھ چھوڑانا 30 مہینے میں. And then she carried me within her for 9 months, and then she separated me from her after 30 months. That is, now when the mother is breastfeeding the child, the weaning period of the child, what and what, how much the mother sacrifices. The child messes so much. The mother just changed the napkin now, again it has messed the napkin. The mother has dressed the child nicely, the mother also is neat and clean. The child burps and takes out all from its mouth and messes up the mother, messes up the plate, the bed, everything. All this the mother tolerates. There, from here, ulama of Ahnaf have deduced that the minimum period for pregnancy is 6 months. Normally it is 9 months pregnancy, but the minimum is 6 months and 2 years of the weaning period of the child. حتى اذا بلغ اشده وبلغ 40 سنه, یہاں تک کہ جب پہنچا اپنی قوت کو اور پہنچ گیا 40 برس. And this carries on, the parents look after the child until he becomes a strong man and he reaches the age of 40. By the age of 40 he's physically also mature and now he's mentally also fully matured. That is why Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were given their nabuwat at the age of 40. That is the time of mental maturity of a person completely. So Allah Ta'ala now takes that person and he reaches the age of 40. It has been narrated in a hadith, when a child is born, until the time the child becomes baligh, matured, all his good deeds are written and they are written for his parents also. They also get the sawab. And all his wrong that he does till he is not yet matured, they are not recorded. He is not punished for the wrong. Then at the age of 40, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala saves him from three diseases, from becoming mad, from leprosy and white liver disease. When he reaches the age of 50, Allah makes his hisab kitab easy for him. When he reaches the age of 60, Allah gives him inclination towards deen and towards akhirat. He realizes, now I must prepare for my akhirat. When he reaches the age of 70, Allah and the malaika make muhabbat, they love him. When he reaches the age of 80, his sins are not recorded anymore, only his good deeds. And when he reaches the age of 90, then he is forgiven also, and his du'as are readily accepted with regard to his family people. And he's called now by Allah Ta'ala, Asirullah fil ard, the prisoner of Allah on earth. That is, now it is time to go and enjoy the akhirat, but he's still a prisoner in this world. But the shackles of this worldly the responsibilities and duties and life in this world, in that old, infirm age of his, very soon he's going to be out of this prison and he will go to Allah Ta'ala. قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي. کہنے لگا کہ اے رب میری کہ شکر کرو تیرے احسان کا جو تو نے مجھ پر کیا. When a person reaches 40 and he has reached his mental and spiritual maturity, a natural consequence must be that he makes now dua, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq that I make shukr to you for the blessings that you have blessed me with. What blessings? You gave me a life, and normally till the age of 40 a person is healthy, hale and healthy. From the age of 40 onwards, his health starts going down. He starts having sicknesses. He starts having BP, cholesterol, sugar, etc. But usually till the age of 40, he's hale and healthy. So at that time, the natural thing should be that a person should have turned to Allah and make shukr for his favors. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ or mere maa-baap par. At least by the age of 40, realize the favors of your parents. That what they have done for you, how much they have done for you. At this juncture, we all should think, how if we even make once a day dua for our parents, whereas regularly we should be making dua for our parents. If they are living, we should treat them in a good way with respect and honor and take their duas from their heart. And if they have passed away, we should be making isali sawab on a daily basis. So these are rights of parents, and many more are the rights of parents. One a'mala salihan tarudahu, or یہ کہ کرو میں نیک کام جس سے تو راضی ہو. And by the age of 40, one dua should be this also, that oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, those deeds which you are pleased with, not what I think are good deeds, but deeds which you know, which please you. For example, a person smiles with another lady that is not allowed to speak, he might be thinking I'm showing good akhlaq. He cracks a joke with her also, he thinks I'm having good character, but Allah is displeased with that. So those righteous deeds by which Allah Ta'ala is pleased. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي اور مجھ کو دے نیک اولاد میری. And oh Allah, make my children righteous for me. Correct my children, let their lives be correct. Many people are worried about the condition of their children. They are being disobedient. they may be in drugs, they may be in alcohol. This is a dua to be recited by which Allah will correct the lives of the children. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, that, O Allah, with regard in the matters of my children, correct them, correct their lives. Let them become obedient. Let them give up their disobedience. Children are not making namaz. They are not interested in reading Quran Sharif. They are wearing Western clothes, etc. This dua is very, very important that we make so that Allah corrects the lives of our children. So there are three great things which are referred to when a person reaches the age of 40, which should have come to him. One of them is that he makes shukr of the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon him. وَعَلَى وَأَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا, and that he starts doing now more righteous and good deeds and inclines to Akhirat. And that his children also become obedient. What a beautiful life of that person. His children are obedient to him. He has made Allah Ta'ala also happy. His life is moving in a very beautiful way if we observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ مَنَ تَوْبَ كِي تَيْرِ taraf. And now whatever wrong I had done in my nadani, in my when I wasn't conscious of myself and my own goodness, O Allah, forgive me. But now from the age of 40, I'm turning a good leaf and I'm turning towards you, and O Allah, you bless me with these ni'mats which have been mentioned. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, or may who hukam bardar, and I surrender and submit myself to you. So by the age of 40 at least, a person should totally surrender himself to Allah Ta'ala. In the days of before, the righteous and pious people, so to say, should wrap up their bidding by the age of 40. Now we had enough of dunya. Now we must start preparing for Akhirat. How much are we turning to Allah when by the age of 40? By the age of 40, normally a person has made his empire, built his business, done everything. Now it's time to turn to Akhirat and turn to Allah Ta'ala and in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who may, this pattern of life comes in them and they get this understanding at the age of 40. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جن سے ہم قبول کرتے ہیں بہتر سے بہتر کام. These are those people who we accept all their good deeds. All their deeds, we put a seal of acceptance upon it also now. That person who has made tawbah, who has turned to Allah Ta'ala, and has corrected the lives of his family, and now he's turning more in Allah's ibadat, Allah says we accept all their good deeds. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ اور معاف کرتے ہیں ہم برائیاں ان کے, and all their wrongs we forgive them. Allah overlooks and forgives the mistakes that they are making. They are on the right path. The little problems they have on the right path, Allah overlooks that, and Allah grants them His pleasure. Fi ashabil jannah, unke rehne wale jannat ke log hai, and these are those people who will be the occupants of jannah, and they will live amongst the people of jannat. In other words, Allah will give you a life of jannat in this world already, a life of peace and happiness and contentment. Your akhirat is made. You look at your children; they are the qurratul ayun, the coolness of your eyes. You are happy with them. This is the pattern of life Allah has granted for us. It is for us to bring it within ourselves. وَعَدَ صِدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوْعَدُونَ, سَچَّا وَعَدَ جو ان سے کیا جاتا تھا. And then as they will be entering Jannat, one great glad tiding, this will be sounded to them that your promise which we made, we are true to our promise. Now enter into the gardens of Jannat. You are repeatedly told, do righteous deeds, stay away from sin, worry about the tarbiyat and upbringing of your children, the correct ta'aleem and education of your children. Do all that. The other people were going in dunya. Other people's children were living a reckless life in dunya. But you controlled your children. You made lot of sabr. Today enter Jannat. And whatever we have promised you, yeah, see it with your eyes and enter this great pleasures and the great enjoyments which Allah Ta'ala has given you. May Allah let us realize this and make our lifestyle according to this wonderful pattern which the Quran Sharif has chalked out for us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.